This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
It's been a while, so shall we play another round of Beat the Verse? Here comes a not-so-well-known introductory verse to the very well-known chorus that follows. And just for fun, no prizes, all you have to do is identify the song title before the verse ends. It helps to be a theoretical physicist.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed, the new invention, and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory.
Whoa, whoa, hold up there. Einstein's theory? Third dimension? I think the author meant fourth dimension, because the original three had been around a while and only the fourth had any kind of scientific innovation attached to it, time travel and all that. But where is the delightful Binny Hale going with all this?
Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory, so we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension, no matter what the progress or what may yet be proved. The simple facts of life are such, they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh.
But not always, not when it's a sigh of sheer pleasure at the opening bars of one of the great signature love songs of the 20th century. Four words that became a self-fulfilling prophecy. You must remember this. It proves its own assertion. It's become one of those fundamental things that do indeed apply as time goes by. If that all sounds a little portentous for you, do what the director Nora Ephron did at the beginning of Sleepless in Seattle, even as she attempts to deflect the song's luster her way and have it sung by Jimmy Durante.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Just to give you some idea of the range of performers who've recorded As Time Goes By, Gordon Jenkins arranged it for Jimmy Durante. He also arranged it a few years later for Harry Nilsson.
And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by.
Not bad for a song Dooley Wilson claimed not even to remember when Ingrid Bergman first asked him to play it.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
Ingrid Bergman. She hums very Swedishly, doesn't she? Casablanca is the story of a man made cynical by the loss of his great love and redeemed by virtues he professes not to believe in, such as honour and duty. And there's music. And not incidental, as so much film music is. In Casablanca, it was their song, Rick and Ilse's. And it seemed no more or less than that. But as time went by, Rick and Ilse's song became the our song to end all our songs. The one that sums up all the aspirational power of popular song. The one that makes you want to find a love as enduring as the song and worthy of it.
I fell in love with you watching Casablanca. Back row of the driving show. In the flickering light,
As Time Goes By was not written for Casablanca, for Sam to play again and again for Bogey and Bergman. It was written for a Broadway show, Everybody's Welcome. Everybody's Welcome opened at the Schubert Theatre on October the 13th, 1931. And as Sammy Fain said to me whenever I asked him about the show, everybody's welcome, but nobody came. Sammy Fain was the show's composer, and it wasn't exactly his finest hour. Don't worry, he left for Hollywood and cleaned up with I'll Be Seeing You and Love Is a Many Splendid Thing and many more. But Everybody's Welcome was a pedestrian tale about a writer with a severe block who agrees to play house husband and let the little woman be the breadwinner. The same plot subsequently serviced the film Thanks for the Memory with Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. On stage at the Schubert, the house hubby was Oscar Shaw, a bit of a stiff. He was the straight man to the Marx Brothers in The Coconuts. And the working wifey was Harriet Lake, who hit the big time in movies under the name Ann Southern. And there were all kinds of other folks in it, including the Ritz Brothers and Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey in the pit. And at one point during the evening, Frances Williams came out and sang for the very first time, You Must Remember This. And when the show folded, nobody did remember it, although Rudy Valley made a pleasant enough record.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
As Time Goes By wasn't written by Sammy Fain. It was an interpolation by another songwriter, Herman Hupfeld. And after Everybody's Welcome flopped, even he barely remembered it. Dodo Hupfeld, as he was known, was one of those peripheral men about Broadway who placed a song here and a song there over the years without ever becoming a big name. He had two quick crackers in Ziegfeld's 9 o'clock frolic of 1921, and a hut in Hoboken in the 1929 Little Show, and two Gat Gertie in the 9:15 Review.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
That first recording of As Time Goes By barely tickled the nether regions of the top 20 for a fortnight in 1931. In fact, that year, Rudy Valley had a far bigger hit with this Herman Hupfeld classic.
Down in Havana, there's a funny-looking booba. He plays the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. Oh, any sap will sell an apple, but this chap would rather grapple with his humpa, humpa, humpa. They prefer it to the booba, dooba, dooba. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba. It doesn't take him very long to get a tumble, for all the rumba lovers go into the rumble. Oh, how I'd like to be his double, for without a bit of trouble, with his humpa, 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 he can knock 11 ladies for a looper. They love the rumba on the tuba down in Cuba.
And Rudy Valley had an even bigger hit with this Herman Hupfeld charmer.
No more company to feed, no more papers left to read. So what's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Whisper nighty-night and so to bed.
And just to round things out, Herman Hupfeld's third big song of the season after Let's Put Out the Lights and When Yuba Does the Rumba on the Tuba Down in Cuba was Sing Something Simple.
Sing something simple that scares goodbye.
No, not that Sing Something Simple. A far inferior Sing Something Simple.
Sing something simple, a little ditty that's sweet and simple. You'll get the swing of it soon, for here's a tune that any child can sing.
I said nobody remembered As Time Goes By, but that's not strictly true. One man did. His name was Murray Burnett, and in 1931, a student at Cornell University, he chanced to see Everybody's Welcome and fell in love with As Time Goes By. 9 years later, he and Joan Allison were working on a play called Everybody Comes to Rick's. Rick's was Rick's Café Américain, a fictional establishment loosely based on La Belle Aurore, a nightclub on the Côte d'Azur that Burnett had visited in 1938. Quite a joint. The eve of war in Europe, but customers of all nationalities, including both French and German officers, sat around listening to a black pianist and singer perform great love songs. But the point is that long before there was Casablanca or a plot or Captain Renault or Victor Laszlo or anybody else, there was a bar and a piano and a singer. That was why Burnett wanted to write the play, and he had the perfect song for it. Aside from the fact that Murray Burnett had always liked it, it's certainly true that the geopolitical scene had enlarged As Time Goes By in ways Herman Hupfeld couldn't have foreseen in 1931. You'll recall the composer's theme was that whatever scientific and technological progress we make, speed and new invention, Mr. Einstein's theory, the fundamental things will always apply. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. In Europe in the late 30s, passion, jealousy, and hate were making quite the comeback. The fundamental things did apply as time goes by. If Everybody's Welcome didn't exactly set the stage afar, Everybody Comes to Rick's didn't even get that far. Burnett and Allison couldn't get anyone to produce the play, and so eventually they sold it to Warner Brothers for $20,000. That was more money than Murray Burnett ever made for anything, and he never wrote another thing anyone took any notice of. But he's the man responsible for putting As Time Goes By in Casablanca, and in large part for keeping it there. It was the one point he insisted on when he signed the deal.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, it don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, boss.
In Murray Burnett's script, Rick didn't say, "Play it, Sam," but "Play it, you bastard." Warner Brothers didn't care much. Their music publishing subsidiary happened to own the rights to the song, so playing it wouldn't cost the bastards anything. And if it was a problem later, it could be dealt with when Burnett was off the lot. To play Sam, Dooley Wilson was brought over from Paramount.
He'll come again, anytime.
Say goodnight to Sam for me.
I will.
There's still nobody in the world who can play as time goes by like Sam.
He hasn't played it in a long time.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
No one plays as time goes by quite like Sam. Only after the contract was signed did Warner Brothers discover that Dooley Wilson wasn't a pianist. Never mind play it again, he couldn't even play it the first time. As far as Warner's was concerned, he wasn't much of a singer either, but they dubbed the piano playing and decided to leave in his swooping tenor voice. It wasn't important. What difference did it make?
Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Max Steiner, one of the great glories of American movie music, was assigned to compose the background score for Casablanca and decided As Time Goes By was too insipid to carry the dramatic burden placed upon it. So he persuaded the producer, Hal Wallace, to let him write a replacement song. But Michael Curtiz had finished shooting by then, and Ingrid Bergman had already moved on to her next picture, For Whom the Bell Tolls, which she considered far more important than Casablanca. For one thing, it had required her to get her hair cut short. To reshoot the song in Casablanca would oblige Warner Brothers to have a matching wig made for Miss Bergman, and Hal Wallace didn't think it was worth the expense. As Time Goes By stays, he told Max Steiner. Thank God for cheese pairing over the wig budget. It was Max Steiner's orchestrator, Hugo Friedhofer, who persuaded Steiner of the tune's merits, convincing him so thoroughly that his boss used it to bind the entire picture together. He plays it major, minor, fast, slow, joyous, tragic, carefree, brooding, big and soaring, sweet and intimate. In fact, it's used ingeniously to tell us all the things Rick and Ilsa aren't saying. The music is the first indication both that they once had a love and that they're still in love. ¶¶ Friedhofer was right, but Max Steiner wasn't necessarily wrong. As Time Goes By is a conventional, more or less, AABA 32-bar song of no particular harmonic interest, which is why there are comparatively few jazz instrumental versions. But it has great melodic strength and even greater philosophical power. It proceeds stepwise, ascending through the first half of each section and coming down for the title phrase, rueful and reflective. And the middle section surges with primal, declarative energy in words and music. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Qualities, I can't resist pointing out a small flaw, all the more surprising from a composer-lyricist. You must remember this: a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. There's no musical difference between something enduring, still a kiss, and something inconsequential, just a sigh, even though the lyric is clearly drawing a distinction. That's why newspaper headline writers always misquote the song. A kiss is just a kiss. And why blame them? Even in the film itself, Dooley Wilson manages to mangle the lyric.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
He wasn't kidding when he said he was a little rusty on it. As time went by, as time goes by seemed too precisely tied to the picture. Woody Allen wrote a play called Play It Again, Sam, and John Pizzarelli did a song called Here's Looking at You, Kid. As Time Goes By was a famous song, and yet its most lustrous line was not from the lyric, but from the song cue, to the point where eventually someone turned the song cue into a song.
Remember the love song you used to play, the song that you played when I used to sing. Play it again, Sam, and then you would play it again.
Tony Bennett, and a song no one ever asked him to play again. Heading towards its century, As Time Goes By is still not associated with a great record by a famous singer, but principally with a pair of non-singing actors who told us that the problems of two little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. The song teaches a more important lesson, a fundamental lesson, to use a word not often heard sung, that with the right words and music, two little people and their love are as big as anything.
You must remember this.
A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
A song from Me to You, Johnny Mathis, with orchestra arranged and conducted by Gene Page. And yes, it's a bit of a schlocky 70s chart with a soft rock drummer and a saxophone solo from a 1980s perfume ad, but John sings it absolutely beautifully. Words and music by Herman Hupfeld, the apotheosis of a certain kind of song and a certain idea of love.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. I'm
often told that the 20th century standard songbook will fade away. I doubt it. But even if it does, even if by 2050 or 2100 no one's singing them, then this one will be among the very last to die. Don't take my word. Check out the Merry Melodies masterpiece Unruly Hair, in which Bugs Bunny interrupts his carrot munching to shoot a sly aside to the camera.
Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have his mate. Ain't it the truth? Man must have his mate that no one can deny.
Ain't that the truth? For Bugs, for Bogart, for all of us.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.